actually have specifically at the CFPB. So if you ask the first question, I can answer that.
And are you, but have you done any study or have you seen any study on how the?
Ask and answer, I don't know.
Wait, stop. He didn't ask the question, James. Let me finish.
Well, I'm asking whether you had any study or regarding how the variance that you're seeking would affect the velocity of the water that comes from Osborne onto Center Street.
I'm not aware of any of those studies that probably have answers to.
Okay. What about the volume of water that's being displaced by your design?
Again, I can confirm my questions here tonight. The board wishes to make things contingent on our report.
Well, he's got it. Yeah, I would just say that I know the board is going to ask it when we review the engineer's letter. The board is going to go over a lot of these, and they're certainly, I would think, one of the things is going to be a discussion of stormwater flow, whether or not there's recharge on the site. I don't think under our ordinance he's required to reduce the amount, but certainly not increase runoff. But that's something I think the board will look at, where we're going to review definitely the engineer's letter. But your question is legitimate to him. He can say, I don't know at this point. I'll wait for my expert or.
So as you sit here today, the variances, you don't know whether or not the plan that you proposed, the variances that you proposed, will increase the flooding of my house and the other people who live on Center Street.
I don't know the condition.
Including the height, the velocity, volume of water that can be displaced by your design.
I don't know how many of them answered.
You don't know. You can't tell the board.
Not tell the board tonight.
He may have an engineer that's going to testify. I don't know that.
Right.
That, you know, that's what I'm saying. He, as a layperson, I would doubt that he'd be able to say that, but he could say, I'm going to defer.
I could certainly offer an opinion, but that doesn't do anything.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I would reject your opinion. No, I'm only kidding. I mean, you can certainly make a statement, but, you know, right.
You're testifying as an expert.
Correct.
Absolutely. You're not here testifying as an expert or being a planner. All right. In fact, you don't have an expert. You haven't retained an expert for this project.
We haven't heard all of his testimony yet.
I'm just asking whether he's retained one.
Well, that's a question. Okay.
Yeah. You haven't retained an expert to testify in support of variance you're seeking as part of the plan.
Let me just stop right here. And I can give you what happened tonight. My attorney 3 days ago suffered a heart attack, 100% blockage. With my planner,
I'm not object.
You objected. I'm trying to answer your question. You're asking why I don't have these people here.
So, no, he just asked do you have a planner scheduled for tonight?
I did have a planner come to attorney who are here today, and rather than answer the board, I thought I would come here.
Okay.
And answer the board's questions and concerns.
Okay.
And if I had to come back with those professionals, I certainly would do that.
So, as you sit here right now, I mean, today you're asking for.
The board to grant variance.
In the absence of expert
opinion. I'm here tonight discussing the plan with the board.
Well, you're asking if they grant variance.
I'm asking them, yes. I'm asking
them. In the absence
of questions, I can come back to my planner attorney who was supposed to be.
And you've actually, this is actually standable, three or four times?
Yes. Probably.
And you. You are actually the person that adjourned or canceled every single office before.
Only adjourned, correct.
Just getting back to what information you know or don't know, you're not aware of any, you talk about flooding, but you're not aware of any drainage from the water to this property that you know, or how this property, or the variances you're seeking, would affect the drainage. Oh, and you don't know how the water that was displaced by the oversized building you're receiving built here, you're receiving variances for, could increase erosion to the houses in the property surrounds it.
I can't speak professionally to any water related questions.
Because you're not an expert, you don't have any
questions.
And you haven't retained an expert to address that. What percent of that information? You haven't seen any studies.
No.
have you prepared any designs for this property that do not require variances?
Can you read the question?
Yeah, have you prepared any other designs for this property that do not require variances?
Yes.
Did you look into any other designs that would have been compliant with the?
We originally were talking single family, but in order to make my numbers work on that, I would have to build somewhere between a 5 and 6 bedroom house and have the decks that I was describing in the presentation of 1,500 square feet.
And let me follow up on this.
Outdoor kitchens and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't, talking to people, we saw my street and discuss back there, but we won't help it. That was a better fit. I actually told
him. Well, outdoor kitchens on May, it's impervious. I don't know. We haven't seen those plans, but I'm just going to ask you this. Would it be possible to design a multifamily or three-unit townhouse development that would meet the rear yard setback?
In the R3.
So let's say for the R3 first.
Getting rid of the decks, possibly.
Okay.
Right. I just, not having any of that.
I'm just, okay. And then.
If you listen to any possibility, you could relook at it, but it would be feasible for me to put over $1 million into the project. We're likely $1.5 million and have them with that, period. That would be kind of a difficult thing to put my hard earned dollars into. I don't know that I want to do that. But look, we did look at single family to make the numbers work. That would be a very nice, beautiful rear. And that's going to be more problematic than it's for you.
So, I suppose we'll see if we can ever make those variance requests. But I'm asking you a different question today. Have you done anything to try and see? So, you don't have any other design plans. You haven't done any other design plans.
We briefly discussed that we didn't actually do a plane section phase right
now. If you never did any design, it would have been a non conditional use with no variance. Is that fair to say?
Well, it's always a conditional use.
Well, not
if it was a single
family. Oh, okay. All right. You never did a design of a single family home. It would not be a conditional use. It would not require variance.
He said no.
We looked at that briefly. What I had to do to make that work was going to be monstrous decks in the back, like I said, out of the kitchens, all the place, et cetera. And quite frankly, I don't think it fits there with it with that big single family home like that. It doesn't work, at least that's what I mean.
Okay.
The people I talk
to. We put you aware that a single family home there before.
No, it wasn't a single family.
It was a single family home before Sandy. It was just like,
it wasn't a single
family. You don't know whether or not it was a single
family. I do know. My aunt owned it.
This would be the home that your aunt owned was a single
family. There was no home built after that. That was my house that was destroyed.
The home that was destroyed during Sandy?
Correct.
You have knowledge of that home now?
Knowledge of the home now? No, it's not.
No, you testified.
I had knowledge of the home that was there. Correct.
Hey, let me just clarify. In 2012, on September 20 or October 28th, 2012. So, either way, 28th, because that's before Sandy. The house, the structure that was standing there, did it house a single family or multifamily? I'm asking you the question. Do you know on October 28th, 2012, the structure that was there, whether it consisted of single family or multifamily?
I don't, to be honest, I think the house.
If you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I know the house in my aunt's home. I don't know the other answer to the question.
But when did your aunt get rid of the house?
There might not have been a house there.
There wasn't a house before Sandy. Okay. All right. Thank you. You don't have to know the answer. If you don't know the answer, that's fine. Okay. I got you.
In any case, that home has been not built prior to
that. That home was definitely built prior to that.
Change.
How long have you owned this property?
Reed Osborne.
Three years now? I can't give you the exact date. Have you ever used it for non-conforming use? allowed to use the parking lot for a whole business?
Parking lot? No, I let, but Donovan's asked me, please, do you want a recovery effort to take the horse and allow me to do that? And the fire marshal told me that was not conforming, immediately moved it for signs on the repair.
Mark.
Okay, I'm gonna mark it. JS one. Odo. And what is this one? One, six, 12, 18. What is that?
That is a 5-on-1.
5-on-1.
That is the rear deck.
That's the rear deck.
5-on-1.
Okay. And JS two.
JS, that would be rear, the rear stairway. Which is also shown in JS one.
Yeah, you're showing a detail of this area, right?
That's right.
Four. Okay, JS two is a photo of the rear stairs of 5-on-1.
This would be JS three.
JS three.
Let's picture three as marks.
Three, two. Three Osborne. Oh, why am I writing on that? Osborne. The lot
this is the north side looking, of the site looking south.
Looking south?
Not on my house or that's right.
Okay.
Okay. You want to start sending them around?
Yeah.
That,
that's fine.
Okay. Liz.
That is the that's 5-on-1. That's the one that we previously had variances for, right? Conditional use for multifamily the next door. This is actually the next door neighbor on Center Street.
So this is
3 feet or 3.33, I believe. Well, the stairway to the fence, which is stair ladder. Do you know what happens for the variances in the gap for this pond? For 5-on-1, you should have a resolution.
March 12, 2015.
Oh, 2015, correct. So, also, we're going to be for the master plan that said there's the area back that is a multi-family basis.
You have to be on that.
sir, I'm going to show you JS1, JS2, and JS3. All right, those are all pictures of the plot, right? But that's with the same 3.33-foot setback, that rear setback you're seeing for three units directly adjacent to the 3.3 as well, right?
Yeah, it's, yeah, I don't know the exact.
So you're seeking to a rear setback variance that's even closer than the ones that are shown in that picture. Is that fair to say?
I don't know for sure.
James, you have your resolution right in front of you? What's your variance for your rear setback on that? Then you can answer it.
Are you allowed to read anything off the resolution?
Yeah, but why don't you just look at what the rear setback variance was? Should be in the first, like, whereas. Or first, or you can give it to me and I
can. I had a question about the resolution.
Just so you can answer this question so that. Okay, rear yard, 6.49 feet.
That wasn't it.
Let me see.
I thought that was. Yeah.
Hang on.
The property is the same length, the house is the same length as the other one. It'd be the same. Because the deck or the stairway?
Well, it might be. That arrow ordinance doesn't differentiate that. It's the whatever the setback is. So it appears to be 6.49 feet rear yard setback is what was granted.
Okay. Just don't think that's the steps were in that or not. I think it's pretty consistent.
Yeah, we counted that.
This part of this one also is JS4.
JS4.
It's a pretty sure the stairs.
Photo, stairs, 5 Osborne. JS4. Okay. Anybody want to go the opposite way this time, guys? Steve?
Sure.
That's the rear stairs of 5 Osborne.
The same stairs were JS2.
And your question to him is just to ask to verify that that's accurately depicts what's there? I'm just going to. James, just come look while they're handing around. Can you just say that that accurately depicts the condition at 5 Osborne? To where the stairs are? Look at the note. Yeah,
that's
one.
The picture of
that.
It looks
okay. Now send that back across to the other side that didn't get it. I think they've seen those. Just JS4 did not get to the other side. If you can just give that to that. They'll hand it over. There you go. Okay.
So what we're looking at here on JS4 fairway, that's what the signal is.
The one being here, we're talking about unclear if the stairs were included with that. So I remember you mentioned showing if the stairs were in there or not. That I can't say for sure. I certainly could eliminate the stairs and equal that variance, or just from the egress standpoint, it doesn't happen.
That's what your resolution said, right? 6 foot?
Yeah, 6 foot. 6.49, right, and his testimony is he's not sure if that is to those stairs, and he didn't measure it, and he doesn't know, but it speaks for itself, so.
The variance you're seeing is about half the distance that you don't have.
My architects, I'll let him testify, but
right.
He does not include the stairs in that variance, so it will be consistent with the variance.
Okay.
So you have to follow, so it's 3 foot bigger for the foot that's stairs that we've seen. setback.
Thank you. So you're, James, you're saying that you believe it was 6.49 to the deck, and then the stairs were in addition to the deck and may not have been counted in the variance because they were egress stairs. That
so the stairs are.
Wait, let him answer. Did you know?
Yeah,
and if not, we'll wait for Mr. Regan because he was the same architect. Okay, we'll wait. Let him clarify that because I don't have those plans here. We would have to pull them up. And we may not have that tonight. You know, we can pull those plans also and make sure that we have them.
Okay. It's so clear. For this building, we're talking about an additional three stories in addition to it. We can see JS1 and the other things. Each one of these units for this multifamily building you're talking about is going to have its own stairway.
Correct. That's what's
so behind my house, there's three more stairways.
Not three, there will be three stairways for this application.
Thank you.
There are two existing next door. Yes.
With respect to that, you applied the variances for that last one also. Were the residents of Center Street put on notice of the variance request you made?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it was signed off on the board.
Yeah, he follows the certified list, and we follow the certified list. Comes from the tax assessor, actually. Close enough.
Do you have the document that shows that the residents of Center Street did not notice the variance that you requested?
That's not part of the application.
No,
do you? Yeah. That's, no. I don't have it.
I want to talk to you about the parking issues that you're taking a waiver from NJAC 5:21-4.14, the residential site improvement standards for that, right?
Seeking a waiver? Just asking for comments for parking the first one. Which is what everyone else is going to have the two spots per, which I see are paid for in a two spots per car.
You've seen Mr. Hoder's report where he says there. For a multi-family heat zone, three additional spaces are required. You see that there, right?
You need to refer specifically to his what item you're referring to. And we're going to go over his, I mean, you can ask him if he asked it, but I, yeah, that's so, fine.
You're testifying, you can fit more cars into a garage than
answer that. The legal definition
part of what you're suggesting in requesting a waiver from the state code requirements for parking is that you can actually fit more cars for parking garage than where you park. Is that right?
What was that?
Yeah, I didn't understand.
I didn't get that.
I didn't understand your question.
Oh, well, according to Mr. Logano's architect, there's two car garage that is being proposed as part of this. His testimony was that he can actually fit three cars inside it.
Right. His testimony was in that length, he believes you can fit three cars stacked front to back. That was his testimony, yes.
So I was just addressing that the reason that that's an issue is because of the state code requirement for parking that this does not mean he's taking a waiver from here and the evaluation from Mr. Hoder, which says that three spaces are required.
Three total spaces for that, right? One for each unit. Spaces. Yeah, it's 3/4 of a space per guest for multifamily for each unit. Equals three because you have to round up, obviously, you can't have 3/4 of a space. And then the original was required. So, but right, a waiver would be requested because under the definitions of parking spaces, it's not three spaces. I think I said that probably very muddied, but you know, Dave will clean me up on that.
If there is, you mentioned before, there is no parking on the south side of Audubon.
On street parking.
So I wouldn't be putting parking to avoid another alley. So the third car, if the architect's correct,
Well, the architect didn't testify. It's only his testimony that said you can put three cars. So far, we haven't heard Jerry yet. Whose opinion?
The opinion of the architect. This is a two-car garage. You're saying it's a three-car garage.
Wait. Yeah, no, I.
The criteria that defines that, I'm saying I have to.
Yeah, the architect is going to define it by you know, what the requirements are, and Mr. Lubiondo is saying that may be true, but I think I get three cars in because I've seen, but Regan has not testified, so I don't want to assign any opinion to him as of yet. Yes.
So, if there is an additional car, you can't fit three of the cars.
It needs a waiver.
Even if you had a waiver, those people could park at Osmond, so they'd have to park somewhere else.
Can't park on his side.
Those cars would have to park in addition to whatever cars parked on the other side of the street. From your multifamily, let's say, 5 Osmond, and from the condominium complex that's to the east of this property, and from the condominiums that are to the south of this property, right?
My testimony only,
that's where your tenants was parked from this property.
Like I said, there is parking on the other side of the street.
Well, everybody has equal access to on-street parking. It's not reserved for anybody. I mean, the on-street parking.
Okay. I mean, you're aware one of the reasons that this is multi-family use is, according to the master plan, should not be permitted because the parking issues, right?
If you're quoting from the master plan, it'll speak. Yeah. I think it speaks for itself.
Are you aware of there being parking issues or scarcity of parking in Seabury? Particularly in the summertime?
How about tonight? Everybody can take judicial notice that there's parking is an issue in Seabury. Yeah.
The effect of property, I guess that's why you let the property be used as a parking lot, but not as a lot, right?
Let's not get off tangent here. That's not what this application is about.
That's all.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, can we take like a 2-minute break?
Sure. Let's break.
I drank too much iced tea.
5 minutes.
We're on. Okay.
Okay, this meeting of the planning board is back in session.
Okay. Were there other members of the public that wanted to ask a question of that? Okay.
Hello,
Christine, how do you spell your last name?
S-I-N-N-O-C-T. Christine without an H, C-R-I-S-T-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
For the record. My question is, you went on and on about Osmond Street with all the condos and townhouses, but there is two single-family homes on there. Why didn't you include that?
Well, I discussed the multifamily around me, who left the right across the street. Well, those two are on the other street. That was my testimony.
But Osmond has single-family homes as well.
Yeah,
and
the
so
one church park and the also has multifamily. They kept using
two. Yeah, there's single-family. Marty at 7.
Marty was
single-family. Yeah, and the one on the end.
He's not
Marty.
Christine?
I'm just saying that there is single-family homes on that street. As well.
Can you wait 1 second?
Yeah.
Because you are definitely going to be able to let everybody make a statement, say whatever you want. Right now, it's just questions. So I don't. Your question was, are you aware of that there are two single-family homes on the street that you didn't identify? And it says, yes, I was only talking about the multifamily. Okay.
And then I have another question. You talked about parking on all the various streets, but you did not include Center Street. Did you not measure Center Street? You measured New Beach,
I just agreed to measure the random streets.
Are you talking about parking or the street width?
The street.
No, wait.
Osborne.
Hold everything.
Yeah.
No, James, wait. I don't think you heard, or maybe we're hearing different things. She said you talked about parking, but are you just talking about street width?
Street width,
okay. So you testified as to street width on certain streets, and you're saying he didn't mention center?
He didn't mention Center Street.
Okay.
Directly on Osborne, which is...
Do you know the measurement of Center Street, Mr. Lobiondo? I just, you don't know the answer. You, wait, you don't know the answer, is that correct? Thank you.
So I just think that...
Okay, we got you. You can make statements all you want at the end, but... Any other questions of Mr. Lobiondo?
Okay, the public portion is now closed.
Again, just for questions of that witness. Mr. Lobiondo, what's your pleasure now?
So due to the fact that there are some plans and stuff that weren't prepared for this meeting, you know, I was hoping to come through, you know, hoping to relay everything without my attorney, but obviously my attorney had a health issue, and I could get in touch with the planner, so due to the fact of my health stuff, I think we're going to adjourn it to see where we can come and answer some of the questions.
You're asking the board to carry the matter? Okay, and...
The next, and I...
I'm going to ask Ms. Morris here, what would be the next available date?
Okay, well, the next meeting...
Yeah.
The next meeting, we have Beach Hunt Joe on.
I don't know how, what that entails.
Kind, it's going to, I think it's going to be, you know, a detailed, full length.
Okay, so what's the one after?
July 12th.
Okay.
And let me, I just want to double check, because I'm doing that from the top of my head, I want to make sure that's a Tuesday.
That would help.
Yep.
No.
No.
That is July 10th. It's Tuesday.
July, all right. Tuesday, yeah, July 10th, okay, yeah, July 10th.
Okay, July 10th.
Yep.
Okay, and you will grant an extension, may have any statutory time limits to, say, July 30th, just cover us, okay? Okay, so members of the public, yeah, go ahead.
This application will be carried till the meeting of July 10th. He is not required to...
With no further notice, correct. So everyone, it'll be July 10th will be the next hearing on this application, no further notice. And everybody can ask questions, and again, and then after all testimony, statements will be welcome. Okay?
All right.
I actually go off the edge, not anything to do with him, and I appreciate that, staying so late, everybody.
Janet Thorpe.
Janet Thorpe, I'm from Center Street.
Come forward.
When it comes to people asking for extensions and things like that, I'm noticing that oftentimes it's 3, 4, 5 times, you know, I have to hire a babysitter for my 4-year-old. I have to, you know, talk to my neighbors. And if somebody wants to object to something, I feel like the delay tactic is sort of part of a, you know, a way to loophole around concerned citizens. And I'm wondering if there's any chance that just planting the seed, you know, proposing penalties for people who consistently, you know, request meetings, send out the notices, sort of feel the water, and then say, oh, I can't, you know, send it out again.
It is up to the board as to whether or not they wish to grant the extension. So the board, that they do have the right to say no if they think there is a delaying tactic or on either side. I would note, I think in this particular instance, Mr. Lobiondo had some infants that were in the hospital, and I think that was the reasoning. But yeah, I mean, the board definitely has the right to say, you know, it's your application, finish it, and we're going to decide. rather than do that. So I think it's a case by case basis that they do look at it.
I mean, I'm right there, but 3-4 times it starts to get a little bit like, you know, I mean.
Yep. No, understood. Okay.
All right.
Understood.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much.
And again, it's a case by case. The board would look at it as to whether or not they thought the reason was a rational and a valid reason.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Should the objectors have witnesses prepared for that date also?
Well, I don't know. I imagine he's going to have his architect and possibly an engineer and possibly a planner testify. So, you know, I don't know. We go until pretty much 10:30. We won't even hear new witnesses after 10. You know, we stop, but we'll go to like 11. So I can't tell you whether or not he'll be finished in his portion of it, but
I think the question that just be clear, if they want to bring witnesses in,
oh yeah, absolutely,
we would carry it for you.
So if he finished but you didn't have enough witnesses, we'd give you the same courtesy of coming back with
I misunderstood that. Do we have,
can you come up,
come on up.
I just need your name again because we need your. Okay. Got it.
I just have one question. Will he be prepared next time with soil tests and water flow?
I cannot answer that. Wait a minute. What I'm going to tell you is that it is his application. So if he does not present what the board wants or what the board feels they need in terms, then the board's going to act accordingly. I can't tell him how to present his case or what he have, but he certainly has the engineer's letter. And you know, if he doesn't address those issues or ask for waivers or.
Well, yeah. Our house suffers greatly because of the water flow. We've lost about a foot or two of soil based on.
Okay, I can't have you testify right now.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But on the record.
No, you will be given the chance to do that.
Absolutely.
This is just not the time to do it.
Right. And again, it's his, you know, he's got to prove his case. Okay. Any other matters?
Yeah, do we have any, that's the last application?
Mm-hmm. We just have a journal.
All right. Anyone else have business with the board tonight?
Anybody else in the public that has any other type of business?
Outside of this application.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Meeting adjourned.
Good job.
Hey, do I get paid more?
You had right. You had a bonus.
Okay.
Just
want to make sure.
Oh, that's okay. It's on the 24th, but I'm hoping he doesn't.
Speaking of floods,
speaking of flooded man.
Here, I have okay.
Are we still recording or are we off?
Sorry.
He wasn't even on it. We can't blame him for it.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I've always wanted to do that.
And I normally don't bring it out.
Just saying.
Dave.
Oh no. We got you now.
Carolyn.
You're ours now.
Is that?
I don't want to shout. Are you okay?
Yeah. Are you okay?
Oh no, it's okay. Yeah. You need water?
Thanks.
I don't know. Or, I'm glad my neighbors like me.